When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Breaking baseball news.
Attaboy, wow. I was wondering why you had the phone in your hand.
Yeah,
good job.
Right-hander Walker Buehler in agreement on a one-year deal for $21 million with... Boston Red Sox.
There you go.
Walker Buehler's now in the AL East.
Okay.
Cashing in on his World Series performance.
1 year.
So, and how about the breaking news at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, and the news came. It was 1:44 to be exact this morning. Mets are re-signing left-handed starting pitcher Sean Manaea, 3-year deal for $75 million. He was top 20 in baseball this year in innings, strikeouts, and whip. Remember, he signed with the Mets last year for 2 years, $28 million. Did have an opt-out, which he smartly used after a great year that saw him go 12-6 with a 3.47 ERA. He was 12th in the Cy Young voting. So
think about the technology age we're living in. That broke at 2 a.m. It's old news now.
Yeah.
It's 9:30 in the morning.
Pretty much. We got another signing. That,
it's unbelievable.
For sure.
I thought when he said breaking news, I thought he had a Pete Alonso update. But
No. And you called me, what was it, Swarmy? For making fun of them,
I looked up. Yeah, I guess I made that word up.
For making fun of them signing.
I thought Swarmy was like pants. Slimy.
Yeah. Swanson?
Because I made fun of them because I said maybe they'll bring Samsonite. Kyle Farnsworth or maybe Bartolo Corone can come out of retirement.
Who's
for the
Bartolo
league
Corone?
Bartolo Corone. Can maybe come out of retirement for the league minimum. All right, I got about a minute. I want to play before moment of the day. I want to play a couple of things. So you guys were talking about Tiger Woods and his son Charlie at that PNC Championship. He was right after he hit the hole in one.
I'm broke.
You're buying.
You're buying?
You're buying. Yes, buying. That's protocol. I'm making a hole in one.
I'm broke.
You want to not hear it?
Proud?
For a lot of people.
Yes,
I'm on you, bud.
So that's like golf. You have a hole in one. You buy a round for everybody. And Tiger's saying to his kid Charlie, "You're buying," and he says, "I'm broke."
I know he's only 15, but if you're Tiger Woods' son, good chance you're not broke.
I would happily buy for everybody if I could get one hole in. You have one?
No, God, no.
It's unbelievable. And Beningo's got 19 of them.
The cool thing yesterday, you know, it was the first for him in a tournament or not. Tiger hasn't had one in like an event like in like 26 years or something like that. And his 15 year old goes out
there. Great. What
drains
a moment.
From 175. Not
what
bad.
A moment.
Yeah, and if I'm Charlie Woods, though, I think any I know you guys, you love Tiger Woods. You said the ex-wife was
I
there.
I do. Yeah.
If he starts ribbing me, I'm gonna say, how about the 145 women that you slept with when you were with mom, and maybe put a couple more thousand in my trust fund so I can buy a round for people.
Wow.
I see.
I wonder how that conversation goes with both of his kids.
They're going to have that conversation at some point.
I'm sure they've had it already. He's 15, she's 18.
His daughter's going to college. Yeah. They've seen it on the internet.
I mean, they're there. It doesn't seem put on. I mean, you watched a lot of it yesterday, Jerry. I mean, there definitely seems to be a tightness between father and son. The daughter's on the bag. Yeah. Like,
I can tell you, my kids want to know why everybody thinks I'm angry. Quick Google search and everything comes out.
Her story's interesting, too, by the way, his ex-wife, because she married a former NFL player who's I think significantly maybe not significantly like 10 years younger than her. He had a kid, then they've had three kids together. She's got six kids. It's pretty wild.
A busy life.
Yeah,
good, and a lot of money to pay for them. What was the other thing I wanted to play?
You said you had a few things to play.
Pick your best one.
Best one here. All right, I'll say Mark Sanchez, forgetting who the rules analyst was for Fox.
Not by much. Maybe by an index card. That's a first down.
First Gene Steratore from Blandino.
I'll take Pereira and Blandino.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We respect all networks. Here.
Yeah, so Gene Steratore is CBS.
That's
Sanchez
amazing.
Works for Fox.
Who's that, Amin?
Blandino and
Adam
Pereira.
Amin?
Yeah, with Adam Amin.
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Hey, he at least realized it. And correct it.
I know, but you go to them several times a game. How are you that checked out?
Wait,
you don't know who you're...
What, Fleegs, what Amin said something about the index card in that clip?
Yeah, because they were measuring a first down, and they got it by like an inch.
Mike, turn your mic on.
Well, so that's why it's believed Sanchez said Sterator, because Amin says you need an index card.
Oh, so Mark was right.
He was referencing the Sterator
moment. Okay.
How about that?
And then Amin cleaned it up for the sake of...
And you're ripping him for being checked out. You checked out. You didn't do your research.
Well, I mean...
Well, it sounds like Amin didn't catch it either.
Yeah.
Clearly.
And then they just tried to save face.
Whatever. Anyway, Zoo's telling me in my ear, and I saw this yesterday, I think it's official, Knicks signed Landry Shamet, right. Who they did in the preseason, then he got hurt, and there was always...
Yeah. Amazing. Wrap up. We gotta go.
Moment of the day is brought to you. Can we go to 11? I want to play some more stuff.
Well, what were you doing all morning?
We had to get through the Giants and the Jets, pathetic football.
Well, the first update, you played four highlights from the Giants.
You had to learn how to use Burley the right way. I mean, that too.
You told me you were like, you better have a lot of sound. I was like, oh, crap.
How's that poinsettia working for you over
there? Yeah, it's stabbing me in the neck. So, not great. Anyway, moment of the day brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo Blanco, Cristalino Reposado Mezcal, and the new Casamigos. Jalapeno Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly.
All right, moment of the day. Let's go.
Speaking of Christmas,
you got to set it up.
What is it?
I mean, you are just he's in the fire right now. You're just throwing it.
I'm running
stuff
the 2-minute offense,
right.
Man. Not every throw's gonna be perfect, but I'm running back up to the line.
It's calling for the snap. Come on,
good. Set it up. What is it?
I got update Happy Feed. As Flea just said. So we were talking about the Christmas song. I maybe thought I had a little bit of a funny bit with the baby. It's cold outside. The old
Jerry shot that
person
down. Too.
Jerry wanted no part of, because apparently I was like hibernating for the last several years when there was a lot of discourse around that song. So here you go. Speaking of Christmas tunes, you know what's like the creepiest Christmas song of all time?
The Grinch.
No.
Baby, It's Cold Outside. Have you ever listened to that song?
Yeah, this is.
We don't need to get into this. Yeah,
please. No.
I was driving
you're not wrong, but this is.
You want to get into pop culture music? Yeah. We can do that. Let's just.
It's become a thing in recent years. It's been discussed.
I mean, when you listen to the original.
Do me a favor, and I'm serious, and I'm not even joking. When you go outside, before you get into putting together the 8:30 report, I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
I thought you were going to say, do me a favor. Just start the update.
Check out the comedian that compares that song to the song, was it WAP?
Wow, by Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, yes. Do me a favor. Just watch that, and then let's come in and have the conversation.
Somebody's done a comedic bit about that?
Yeah.
I came in, I was fired up to talk about, baby, it's cold outside. Jerry shut that down.
That happens.
It comes back to society just blowing ass.
So there you go.
Well-timed, Zoo. Well-timed with the drop. Good job.
I love Jerry, who, misses things because you try to keep your distance from social media a lot. I understand why. He's on top of the baby, it's cold outside, and WAP breakdown, though. I love that.
Well,
I love that.
I know we got to go. The timing is funny because I literally, that just came across my YouTube timeline 2 weeks ago. So it was fresh on my mind. I sat at my desk. My jaw was like, this song got banned, but this song was a hit. The hypocrisy is hilarious. Standard.